This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, give us a call. Don't be shy. The number here, 855-660-4261. And we'll prepare the garden for the changes of season and for your change in what's going on. I mean, right now, you're busy entertaining with Thanksgiving that we just had, and now we're getting ready for the Christmas and New Year's holiday. So there's a lot of changes going on. On the positive side, the days are going to be getting longer real soon. So we're getting to the point, I think it's first week in December, it's the middle of the short days, and the days we start to get longer and longer and closer to the arrival of spring. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right, we have Rob from Dover, New Hampshire. And he has a question about his rose trees, what he should do in the winter.
Okay. Rob, good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Are your rose trees potted or are they planted in the ground, Rob?
It's planted in the ground.
Okay. Is it just one of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I found to work very, very well, go to a feed grain store, a nursery, and you want to get some bales of either hay or straw. Now, if you get straw, you can use those bales next spring as a mulch in the vegetable garden to keep the weeds down. If you use hay, you cannot, because it's full of weeds from the farmer's field. It's less money, but what I have done in the past is I'll get, probably 6 bales of either straw or hay, and then I will stand up 4 of them to create a square. And in the center will be the trunk of your rose tree. And I'll wrap it around with some wire or some string so that they don't fall down. And then I stuff it with pine needles or shredded leaves. And I will also treat the material that's going in with a rodent repellent, like the Everguard small animal repellent. That way they won't get in there, make a nest, and eat the rose bush during the winter. And fill it all the way to the tops of the branches, and then lay 2 bales of hay on top of it. And now you've got a solid cylinder that's well protecting your roses. And you can even go as far as taking an old plastic tablecloth and wrapping it around it, tying it in position, and that will keep it nice and warm, and you'll have a lot less damage to that tree, not having to worry about it falling over with the weight of the snow, but it's insulated with shredded leaves, shredded pine needles, a little bit of animal protection on it, and then two bales of hay, and you're all set until the spring.
Okay. So I could also take burlap and wrap it around some stakes and do the same thing too, right?
Yes. Yes, you could go out about a good 15, 18 inches as a square with the rows being in the center, and you want to come up higher than the branches. And then you and put the stakes in now while the ground is thawed.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need, if your rose is 5 foot, you'd need a 6 foot stake so that you can put it into the ground a foot. And then you staple the burlap all the way around it, stuff it full of leaves and pine needles, and put your animal repellent in it. And then for the top of the plant, if it's going to come right up to the burlap, use an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Cover it with pine needles and leaves. Wrap it with burlap, and you're ready to go.
Paul, instead of using the pine needles and the leaves, could you use like hemlock mulch?
Oh, sure. That would be even better.
Okay, because then the mite's going to still try to get in there and make a nest out of it with the.
If you use a bag of hemlock mulch or pine bark mulch, then they won't dig into it because that's going to freeze early, and they won't be able to get their way in.
Okay, and I have to go all the way up over the. The leaves and the branches of the rose tree?
Yes.
Okay, all the way to the top.
See, the reason that you do is this. The root system on a tree rose is a root that is designed for hardiness. The stem is grafted onto that root stock, and that is designed for hardiness. And then on the top of the stem, they graft the actual rose that you purchase. So if you purchase a John F. Kennedy white rose, they take little cuttings, they graft it to that stem, and you make a tree. So where they are attached is delicate. So I like to go 6-7 inches above the foliage, and then pack it in there with the mulch, wrap it with burlap, and you're ready to go.
Okay. Very good. One other quick question. How much are your, what are you selling your balsam wreaths for?
The wreaths this year are $42.95.
Okay.
They are double-sided. We did have to go up a dollar because the post office went up $2.50, and UPS went up $3. So we brought it up a dollar more than last year. And but the wreaths this year, I'm really, really happy. They're double-sided, not single-sided. Like L.L. Bean, for example, they're a one-sided wreath. So you got wire exposed on the back that can scratch your door. And the amount of decorations that we put compared to anybody else is double.
Gotcha. Now, does that include shipping also?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful Christmas.
You have a wonderful Christmas, too, and a Happy New Year. Thank you, sir.
And a Happy New Year, yes. The one thing that I'd like to encourage all of you is ship the REITs early. You know, we're only 28 days from Christmas. So if you wait 2 weeks, now the people who receive the REITs get to enjoy it for 2 weeks before Christmas, and then they'll let it go till beyond New Year's. So ship them out early. They can enjoy them a lot longer. It's going to stay just as fresh because it's outside or it's cold. And that way they'll have something that they can enjoy a lot longer. Now, if you live in a warm climate, my son Matthew lives in Florida, and we sent him out a wreath this coming week. And he puts it inside the house. He has a wreath door hook that you would use to hang the wreath on the front of the door. Well, he hangs it inside the house because in Florida it's hot. And the house is air conditioned. And the wreaths are beautiful. And he says, "Dad, I open the door after a hard day's work, and I think I'm back in Maine with the fragrance of the balsam wreath." And he just loves it. Give it a try. I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement at I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Club. We've been talking about a lot of different things this morning. We began talking about that it's not too late to plant bulbs. And one thing I want to tell you, when you're planting tulips, look at the bulb carefully. And most of us, when we pick it up, we think it's round. But if you look, there is a flat side to your tulip bulb. And when you plant them, if you're putting them in a circle, you want to put the flat side of the bulb up against the side of the hole. And the reason is, on that flat side, your first leaf is going to form, and it's going to make the clump of your tulips look twice as big because all the leaves are growing away from the center, and the second and third leaves will come in the center, and then your blooms. If you put the flat side facing in, all the leaves grow towards the center, and your clump will look a lot smaller. So always the flat side up against the side of the hole. Now, if you have a friend, a neighbor, or even you, and you have fruit trees, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, in a garden, and you're not getting the production on your fruit trees, you're not getting the blueberries, raspberries, and strawberries, it could be there's just not enough bees. Well, the native bee, the honeybee, is not a native of the United States. It was brought in from the settlers from Europe. And our native bee is called the Mason Bee. And there is a company, and their website, and you should go to it, is organiccontrol.com. That's organiccontrol.com. And they sell these Mason Bees in a kit. They have a house. They have the tubes, a booklet. They will tell you how to raise them. And they send you a card. And that way you can give that as a present for Christmas. And the card, you mail it in back to Orcon or Organic Control. And in the spring, when the time is right for your area, they're going to send you a tube with six dormant bees. And you put it in the house that you got for Christmas. They'll come out. They'll mate. They'll lay eggs in the other 35 tubes. And then they'll start to pollinate. Now, one mason bee is equivalent to 125 honeybees. So if you've got a little orchard, you've got some berries or a garden, and you want to have better pollination, this is the way to go. But go to their website. They even have insects that eat other insects, and I mean probably a couple dozen of them, which is an organic way of controlling insects on your roses and other plants. But if you have a greenhouse that's attached to your house and you're getting some aphids or some white fly, and you don't want to use any pesticide because it's going to be in the house, they have an insect that you can release in your greenhouse that will take care of that problem organically without the use of sprays. Now, their website, organiccontrol.com, and if you want to call them and talk to them, their number is 323-937-7444. That's 323-937-7444. Give them a call or check out their website, organiccontrol.com. And you'll see something that you never even knew existed. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative. negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation, unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a Sunday morning, a little bit on the cloudy and foggy side this morning. And if you haven't begun to prepare the site for your bird feeders, well, today is the day. Joining us this morning is C-Ann. I call her the bird lady because she knows more about birds than anybody that I've ever met. And she's going to tell you about the birds. And she'll be with us all winter long, suggesting the right bird food, habitats for the birds, and how to prepare a site to attract them. C-Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Did you have enough turkey?
Oh, way too much, as always.
We all do. Then we go into a coma.
Exactly. Promptly fall asleep after you're finished eating.
Well, last time you were on, you were telling us about the first thing that we should do if we have bird feeders from last year or longer is that they really should be cleaned before we put in that fresh bird seed. Could
right.
you tell our listeners again how they should do that?
Well, I usually use a mixture of hot water and white vinegar. White vinegar is a great antibacterial agent in itself, and it rinses really clean. I worry about using different types of soaps and detergents that they may leave a residue on the feeders, so I play it safe and use white vinegar. So I wash them down, and then I just, you know, hang them up to let them air dry, and once they're dry, put in some nice fresh seed and get it on out there for the birds.
That's an easy way to do it.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Right.
Keep it simple.
Now,
and the birds are eating. I'm telling you, winter is here.
Did you
get any of that snow the other weekend?
Yeah, we got an inch and a half It was a nice surprise to get up and see the lawns, the cars, and the trees covered with it, but it's all melted, and I'm sure there's a lot more in the future for us, so we're trying to get ready for it.
Absolutely. The birds are hungry, and they're pretty frantic. You can always tell when a storm is coming because they become more frantic in their eating behavior. So I like to watch them, and, you know, I mean, we all know how accurate the weatherman is on a daily basis. So
yeah.
I like to watch the birds. They really tell you what's going to happen.
Now, is there a place that's better than others to set up a bird feeder station?
Well, you know, you kind of want your feeders to be set up about 10 feet away from any brush and stuff. But close enough that if a predator comes, they can fly off the feeders and into the brush for safety. Plus, you know, you want to be able to look at the birds. So there probably are a couple of good locations in your yard. I have them in several different spots. I have about 6 different feeding air spots in my yard. And it just gives the variety.
And is a sunny spot better than a shady spot?
It really, you know what, I'm finding it really doesn't matter as long as it's kind of out in the open, close to some hedges or bushes, and it just really doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, I had 2 of those wrought iron plant hooks, and I pushed them in the ground, and I could hang 2 bird feeders from them. Is that a good idea? I mean, it gets them up high enough.
Well, you know, a lot of people use those shepherd's hooks. It's very, very common. You know, what's nice about them is they can be moved around, so it's not like it's a permanent, you know, setup. So you can easily uplift them, move them somewhere else. But the problem that a lot of people complain about those shepherd's hooks is there's a visitor to the yard that can easily get up them, and that's Sammy the Squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of the biggest questions I get from a lot of birders is, what do we do about the squirrels? How do we get rid of them? Well, the answer is, you don't. The only thing you can do is manage them. So a lot of times the shepherd's hooks are just too close to the ground where it makes it easy for the squirrels to get up on it.
Okay, so it would be better to, before the ground freezes, to take like a post hole digger and put a 2x4 and nail like a T across the top of the wood so we're up 6-7 feet off the ground?
That is a better setup because you want to use, if you're going to use a post, you're going to want to use a baffle on it. And that baffle has to be at least 5 feet up the post to make it effective. Plus, when you're looking for a spot to put that post, you're going to want it to be about 8 to 10 feet away from anything that a squirrel can get up on and launch themselves over onto the post. And you can really set up, if you follow those kind of guidelines, you can really set up a nice, safe feeding station for your birds that the squirrels aren't going to ruin.
Yeah, I was amazed how far a squirrel can jump from a tree to the bird feeder. It just blew my mind.
Absolutely. You know, I have my feeders are all 10 feet off the ground. I use ropes and pulleys over tree limbs. So I don't have too much of a squirrel, you know, issue. Plus, I've got a couple of feeders that are effective. They call them squirrel-proof. I don't believe there really is anything as such as a squirrel-proof feeder. There's always one squirrel that figures it out. But I've got a couple that I've never had a squirrel on, so they're pretty effective.
Okay, so we choose our location. We want to get them at least 7 feet off the ground. We want to get them away from a shrub or a tree that the squirrel can climb on and then launch himself onto the feeder.
Absolutely.
And then what is the seed that we should begin with to attract them there?
What, to attract the squirrels there?
No, to attract the birds. We don't want the squirrels there.
Anything attracts the squirrels. You know, you're going to want to use a nice, clean mix. I avoid anything with cracked corn, red Milo. Almost nothing eats red Milo. The birds just kick it out onto the ground. I'm not even really a fan of white millet. So you're going to want something with a good sunflower base, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, cranberries, raisins, a little bit of fruit in there. You know, a nice little clean mix that the birds are going to actually consume.
Now, you do something that no other bird food company does. You add things like, my mind just went totally blank.
That's all right.
You add vitamins and minerals and all kinds of things to your blend.
Absolutely. We make it an overall healthy diet for the birds. You know, you figure all the stress that these poor birdies are under, the loss of habitat, you know, loss of food sources, they're under a great deal of stress themselves. I mean, you think, why do people take vitamins to get what they're missing from their diet? Birds need help, too. And this ensures that they, you know, nice feathering. In the springtime, they have, you know, healthy babies, so that you're just helping them.
So the better the quality of seed, the better they're going to be. Now,
absolutely.
Right now, the birds seem to be flying around in all different directions with no reason. Are they looking for a place to get food for the winter so that they can build or find a home to live in but be nearby where there is a food source?
Well, you know, you figure, you know, birds only derive about 20% of their diet from your feeders, so they're going to go through their natural instinct to forage. But when they can't find anything, it's good to have the food there for them to get, and plus it gives you the enjoyment of being able to watch them.
Yeah, and if we have a winter like we did 2 years ago with 100-plus inches, there's not going to be too much forage for the birds.
Yeah, and with the snow coming, you know, a lot of people do tend to move their feeders closer to the house because they don't want to trudge through the snow. So it just, you know, makes it a little easier for them. What I usually do is I like to try and shovel or press down an area underneath, because you're going to have your ground feeders. You know, just so that they've got a place to, that I can put a little seed down for them.
Okay.
Plus I usually get some squirrel food, and I set up a little squirrel feeding station away from the main feeders because, you know, Sammy the squirrel, he's going to take any opportunity he can to get on your feeders.
Exactly.
But what a lot of times people will do if they can't use any type of baffles or anything like that to keep the squirrels off, they do tend to mix cayenne pepper in the seed.
Really?
Squirrels don't like that.
Huh.
But I used to do that, and it is a little bit of a pain to mix because if you get a whiff of it, it's going to burn you. So we actually came up with a formula that has it already soaked into the seed. It's called Sizzle and Heat. And let me tell you, I tried it on my squirrel. He was most surprised. Very entertaining. Took a couple bites. He was like, whoa. And he didn't go back to it. So people who, you know, they can't set up a bird feeding station that is somewhat squirrel-proof, this is a good alternative for them. This way the birds can eat in peace.
Is it because a bird does not have any lips and a squirrel does?
What it is, it's the saliva. Saliva activates that burn. Birds don't have saliva. Squirrels do.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and you figure your average songbird only has approximately 50 case buds, if that, whereas, you know, mammals can have hundreds, if not thousands, of case buds. So any mammal, you know, that capsaicin that's in the cayenne, it's going to bother them. It does not bother the birds.
Wow. Well, that's a great idea to keep them off so that you could train them early in the year with the hot and spicy and then go to a sunflower or a different type of songbird blend and get really, really good results.
Right. And, you know, and it does help if you set up a squirrel feeding station. You know, they're hungry. They're going to want to eat. So, you know, you put the squirrel food out there, which is usually, you know, we have a crunch of nuts that has just, you know, corn, a little bit of peanuts, a little bit of sunflower, you know, the inexpensive stuff. And they'll be happy with that.
Just keep it a distance away from the good bird feeder.
Correct.
Wonderful. See, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. And we want to give people your website so they can go to it and find the store.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I, too, was hooked.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. We are being joined this morning by C-Ann from Wild Delight Bird Food. It's a premium bird food, and you'll never see crack corn, millet, Milo in their blends, and that way you have a lot less problems with animals like squirrels and chipmunks trying to eat the feed out of your bird feeder before the birds do. Now, Sian, what is the website where people can go to see your bird food and get more information, and also where they can buy it?
It is www.wilddelight.com. Very simple, and on there we describe all our products, including our new Sizzle and Heat for them squirrels, and we do have a little box there that you can click on that says find a retailer, and you put your zip code in and the miles that you want to travel, and it'll bring all the stores that carry our product up.
Well, I want to tell you a quick story. I had a woman who was listening to the program last time you were on with us, and she lived on the second story of a three-story home. And she had bird feeders that she would put out on her porch.
Okay.
And the neighbors downstairs were complaining that the shells from the seed were landing on their porch after birds fed. And you had mentioned that you now sell a bird food without the shell on it. Well, she tried it.
Yes.
She tried it, and she is absolutely in love with it, and the next door neighbors have nothing to complain. She says Excellent. It's just great.
Excellent. I mean, that's what we're all about. We want people to have an enjoyable birding experience. So that's why we avoid all those cheap fillers that the birds just kick out and waste all over the ground. We want to have a good experience. We want to see great birds and enjoy ourselves.
Exactly. And the one thing that you want to do when you pick up a bag of bird food is look at the ingredients.
Yes. Know what you're buying. Just because it's a seed doesn't mean a bird's going to eat it. So there's a lot of companies out there that are buying just cheap ingredients, throwing them in a bag, putting a pretty bird on the outside, and selling it cheap. And, you know, cheap comes out expensive. You get what you pay for. You save nothing if the birds are going to throw, you know, 50, 60, 70% of the bag all over the ground. And when the food's all over the ground, what comes in? You're going to get your squirrels, your chipmunks, and any other four-legged mammals that like to eat seed can come into your yard that you don't want.
Exactly. Now, the things that you want to look for, of course, is corn. And if you see cracked corn in there,
there's a high
percentage, you don't want to get that. And
red that, Milo, that little round red seed that almost looks like a BB.
Mm-hmm.
Almost nothing eats it. It's a filler. I mean, I've seen some mixes, you know, with it almost like 80% of the bag is red Milo, and it's just like, oh my gosh, what a waste.
So read the label and see what you're getting, and take a look at their website. The Wild Delight website will give you a ton of information. It'll give you a lot of great ideas to attract and keep the birds at your home all winter long.
And if you want, join our Facebook page. We've got some wonderful people out there posting some great pictures. If you've got pictures you want to share with people, join our Facebook page and post your pictures. We would love to see them.
Yes, and that's a lot of fun to see the birds, especially during the wintertime.
Absolutely.
From the inside, looking out and enjoying the beauty of it.
Absolutely.
And in the weeks to come, Cianne, we'll talk about suet, how important that is, and
sure.
The different seeds. So, you know, right now, folks, get your bird feeder area set up so that they know that there's food there and you can enjoy the beauty, the sound, and the movement in your yard during the winter when it's just white and green. But you'll have a ball. Thank you, Cianne.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.